From Wednesday onwards, three-time world champion and dual Olympic gold medalist Caster Semenya will be forced to take hormone-suppressing medication if she wants to continue doing her job. That's been the ruling by the International Court of Arbitration for Sport. The International Association of Athletics Federation had proposed the medication, arguing that female runners with higher testosterone levels have an unfair advantage. But doctors are horrified, and senior figures in women's sport say it's a troubling decision which could have far-reaching consequences. Sarah Dingle reports.
Well, they're off and running. We could be watching a little bit of history here. Caster Semenya, who's been so dominant over the last 3 or 4 years.
It's been a big week for champion athlete Caster Semenya. She claimed victory in the 800 metres for the 30th time in Doha, setting a meeting record. But in an unusual reversal for sport, that's the last time she can compete without drugs, according to a recent court ruling. The International Court of Arbitration for Sport has upheld a decision by the world's athletics body that if the 28-year-old wants to hold on to her titles, she needs to take medication to suppress her higher testosterone levels because they give her an advantage. Bioethicist Morgan Carpenter is the co-director of Intersex Human Rights Australia. He's horrified by the decision.
I find it quite distressing, really. And the idea that she should change to say who she is, it's a human rights violation. It's treating her as somebody that she's not. It's forced medical intervention.
The World Medical Association has also come out strongly against the court's decision. It's warning doctors around the globe to ignore the ruling and not provide drugs to women like Caster Semenya, because there is no medical problem, only a new sports regulation.
The World Medical Association has said that doctors should not be implementing these regulations because any form of medication that isn't required for somebody's health is not appropriate.
A number of Caster Semenya's female rivals in the sport have welcomed this decision, saying it levels the playing field. What would you say to those comments?
There's a long history here as well. Caster Semenya's been in the public eye for a decade. I think one Polish athlete who came fifth said that she believed she'd won the silver medal because, well, she was really the first white woman to pass the finishing line. Certainly, I think the evidence suggests that she's copying discrimination because she's a black woman.
According to Morgan Carpenter, the solution is pretty simple. Caster Semenya is a woman and should be regarded as such.
If somebody has been assigned female at birth, they've lived their entire life as a woman, then they should be regarded as such. Taking that away from somebody, we know, because of the historical evidence, that causes profound humiliation and shame.
Whilst female rivals of Caster Semenya have welcomed the ruling, there's deep unease amongst some Australian female leaders in sport. Ros Moriarty is the head of the Women's Football Council for the Football Federation of Australia.
I think it's fraught. The decision wasn't unanimous, and the science is not conclusive, and it appears to be significantly out of step with society's change. So as we recognise greater gender fluidity, sport, on the other hand, is now saying, well, a very binary conversation about testosterone is the determinant of advantage. So I think that's a difficult kind of proposition.
Ros Moriarty says it's not been proven that higher testosterone has brought about every single one of Semenya's numerous victories.
Do we know what really are the elements to make an athletic champion, to make a sports person stand apart? I think many sporting associations would be looking at this decision really carefully. As we know, Women's World Cup is coming up in France next month. I would imagine the international body will be looking closely at what's happening around this case. So I think it does have implications for all of women's sport and for not just elite performance, but for social inclusivity, which is, you know, what we all hope that sport is about.
The Women's Football Council will be discussing the ruling in the Semenya case in their next meeting.
Sarah Dingle with that report.